It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
And we are back. Thank you for hanging out at Davin's Den with Pip, Joe, and myself. Got to take down the wheel. Joe's not back. I see a shadow.
He's lurking. Are you lurking?
Joe saw a shadow, so there's 6 more weeks of COVID. Thanks, Joe. You ruined the fall. Thanks, Joe.
Ruined the fall.
Listen, I'm worried because we're seeing people like Charlie Watts die, and it's like...
If a young man like Charlie Watts can die, what chance do the rest of us
that's
have?
That's not even what I'm saying. I'm saying that, you know, look, you know, people from my... I know I'm getting old, so people from my favorite bands are even older, but it's like, you know what? Every summer that you put off is another summer. I might not get to see them again, ever.
But you did see them.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the thing, because when these guys come around, you got to see them, but they're getting canceled, so...
No, I know.
Well, Joe, that's just the cancel culture right there. You know, the cancel culture went and got Watts. We've had enough of you and your drumming, sir, keeping the beat and keeping the Stones on time. Death to you!
Well, you know, I had tickets.
How do you go on tour at 80 and play drums, you know?
I don't know, because that's a young man's game. It's strenuous. I don't know how he did it all these years.
Listen, yeah. You know, the perks are good. You know, it's not like they're playing back-to-back nights like they used to.
Yeah, well, it's not like.
But still, you're playing a 2.5-hour show. You're the drummer. You know, you're not the. You know, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, he had a good life, and you know, yeah.
We'll miss him.
I really don't know him, so I'm not going to miss him.
I won't miss him as a personal friend. I'm not a freak. I know that they are
The Stones meant nothing to me personally, but I understand how it impacts a lot of people.
Yeah.
I get that.
It's like,
well, yeah, it's like when Eddie Van Halen died last year. I mean, you know, Eddie Van, you can't fathom that Eddie Van Halen's dead, you know?
Yeah, it's like when Paul McCartney goes, I'm going to lose my shit. I just know it.
Yeah, like when R. Kelly died, I couldn't believe it. All right, let's move on. What? No, he's not dead?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got confused. Let's do some scamming, scammer, shall we? All right. It's been quite a while since we've done some scamming scammers. When we last left off, my scammer Carolyn was helping me get job leads. She took a page out of Fake Davin's playbook. You know, listen, you need money here. Let me find you a job.
Hey, how do you think I found mine?
And she also Carolyn. And she also wanted me to buy her a phone, like an $1,100 phone. I'm out of work here, woman. So, and that, you know, that went over like a lead pipe, as you would imagine. So I did not, lead balloon, went over like a lead balloon.
Yeah.
So we last spoke on April 23rd. So on May 11th of 2020, a couple of weeks have passed.
Wow, yeah.
I reach out to her.
Okay.
I go, how are you? She goes, I just want to be. Apparently.
Wow.
Apparently, Carolyn thinks I'm trying to control her and steal her freedom. I just want to be. So, like, apparently things have taken a turn for the worse in the past. Things were good, and now they're not good.
That's not happy talk.
That's not happy talk. Fake Davin isn't going to get his fake rocks off.
Right.
I go, you just want to be what? I think it's a valid question. She goes, left alone. I go, I've not spoken to you in weeks. When we last left it, we were good to be friends. What is this all about? Remember, we said we were going to be friends.
Yeah.
We friend-zoned each other. She goes, you're just being so difficult. Yeah, that's the job.
You have not been paying attention.
Listen, fake Davin, real Davin, either way, you're going to get that response. I've been very difficult. Nobody thinks I'm easy to deal with. Why should you be any different? You're not special. Yeah. I go, difficult with what? You said you wanted to be friends. Our conversation had been friendly. It seems like you are angry, but I have not done anything to you. She goes, I lost my dad.
Wait, what?
Apparently she realized this line isn't working. She lost her dad.
Did she leave him?
Oh, that old gag.
She left him in the Walmart. He'll be back.
Where was the last time you saw him? It's like a pair. You know, dad's like car keys. You know, you had him a second ago. Did you hit your dad's panic button? She goes, I lost my dad. I go, when? She goes, on Sunday. I go, I'm sorry. I'm very confused, though. My head is spinning. She goes, confused of what? I go, you told me he passed away years ago.
Did she?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yep.
Actually, Lisa says, fake Davin seems to be controlling.
Fake Davin's very controlling. Fake Davin, that's how this shit works, though. I need to control the situation. Yes, because remember, on various incarnations of her, it was her mother and sisters that lived in Arizona. And they were going to go, she was going to go on a trip with me to visit them and on tour with me.
God, I don't remember that part.
Yes.
Well, okay. I believe you.
She goes, you had told me he passed away years ago. She goes, yeah.
Yeah. Like, what does that mean, yeah?
I go, but now you said he died on Sunday. She goes, I mean the man that took me as a daughter and I took as a dad, too. It's very bad for me here. You know, good for her. Good return volley.
Yeah, I
Yeah, right. Good. Don't sprain your ankle backpedaling.
I'll tell you what. That was much quicker than Joe and Kevin on In the Barrel.
Oh, oh God.
Scammer version of that would go, I got nothing.
That's a tough game.
It is a very tough game, and they showed why. But Joe, not for nothing, now that Kevin's not here, there's no way he should challenge me in that game, is there? It's no.
Say what?
That Kevin wanted to challenge me to In the Barrel next time he's here. Should we allow that to happen?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Because I don't want another minute of dead air while he thinks.
Do you have any like hold music or Jeopardy music or something?
I might.
That would put the pressure on too much, though.
Yeah, but I don't want to influence. Exactly. She goes, it's very bad for me here. I go, okay. Well, I'm very sorry for your loss. Why do you hate me again? She goes, I don't hate you. You always turn any proposal I bring forth to you. I go, what proposal, Carolyn? I'm blindsided. I thought we were friends. I came to terms that you stopped loving me. We stopped talking. I was over it. You came back into my life. We said we'd be friends. And now this. She goes, we are friends, but you seem to tear everything apart.
That's his
you
job.
Do?
Yeah, that's what she's accusing me of, Joe.
Well, because she's full of shit and I guess you are, but because she's full of shit.
I go, I haven't spoken to you in weeks, which is true. I hadn't spoken to you in a couple weeks. We were talking. You left in mid-conversation. Honey, I know you're in pain, but I am not the reason. If I was there, I would give you a hug. I would hug you and hold you and let you hit me to release your stress. But this is not about me. She goes, I left because I was so angry. I go, the last thing you said was you are good. I asked if you have been going out. I feel like this is about something else. I don't know what, though.
A conversation she had with another Mark? What the heck is wrong with her?
The fact that she doesn't have a phone yet?
Yes.
She goes, even when you promised me, you didn't fulfill them. Rather, you told me when we see. I go, what did I promise you? I go, I told you when this ends, when you come to New York City, I will take you out for dinner and drinks. That is the truth. You want whiskey. Actually, I told you lunch. She goes, even if we're far from each other, things aren't done that way. The cake you promised me.
What?
Well, it was her birthday. I promised her a cake.
Oh, God. So she's mad about that.
They had to fly a fucking cake to Pango Pango.
Well.
Yeah, really.
There is one thing I'm going to need for this cake to be delivered. I go, you want a cake? What's your address?
Oh, yes.
She didn't see that coming. There's no way.
Stupid.
She goes, you promised me one on my birthday. I go, honey, I'm in lockdown. New York, we have a stay-at-home order, which is true. We did at the time.
We did.
What is your address? She goes, I don't need them anymore. I go, I'm happy to send you a cake. What's your address? Come on, stupid. You want to play this game? Let's play this game. What's your address? I'll fucking send you a cake. I would send a cake.
I wish you wrote it to her just the way you said it.
Right?
What's that?
I'll send you, if you want. I'll send you a fucking cake.
I know. That would be great.
She goes,
because she'd be there going, but yeah, but what's going on? He's going to send me a fucking cake.
you see all the scammers in the internet cafe, they all have little like party paper plates with little bits of cake on it.
I'd want a picture.
Yeah.
I would too.
Oh, that's hysterical. Yeah, they're all having. You're supposed to get a phone. Taste this chocolate. I mean, fuck the phone.
They have little party hats.
Is
on.
That ganache? Is that mocha ganache? You know what? Forget about the phone. Get more cake.
Yeah.
Because a good cake will make everything fucking better. We've all seen it at parties,
you know what?
At family functions.
I disagree with you on many things, but that is one thing I do not disagree with you about at all, sir.
You could be at a funeral dinner. If that cake is good, thank God they're dead. This is worth the cake, you know?
This is worth the cake! And now Joe is the most horrible person on the show. I was proudly wearing the crown all show. I mean, Pip started it by, like, questioning her new coworker. But when I condoned human trafficking, I clearly was wearing the mantle. But Joe said, hold my cake. I'm glad they're dead. This cake is delish.
You know what?
We will taste a delicious cake.
I didn't think that you were going to squeak it out this evening, but you did double down on awful. Thank you, Joe.
Everybody got a segment tonight.
Everybody
was
awful.
Yeah, everybody had that chance to be a creep.
Three assholes, three segments of awful.
There we go. Where do we set up?
Do we get cake?
The cake would be worth it.
We have Entenmann's. All right, fine.
Okay.
Oh, if it's crack cake, the double chocolate crumb cake. Oh, God. How good is that?
Clean up an aisle, stupid over there. Somebody get a mop.
Oh, you'll have to.
Apparently, the show is tired and hungry.
All right, let's move on, shall we? Carolyn continues. Do these I want to ask of you now to make me happy.
Here it comes.
And to believe we're still friends. It's nothing big. I go, Carolyn, I have to wonder if we are really friends when you vanish for 2 weeks and then tell me you want me out of your life. I feel like I'm sort of a toy or something. She goes, I didn't tell you such words after we came back as friends. I go, you just did. You just said you want me to leave you alone. If that is really what you want, I will respect it. If you want me out of your life, I'm gone. Is that what you want, Carolyn? I'm ready to walk. I mean, we have gotten almost a year out of it.
Yeah.
This. I am ready to move on to other things.
Sure.
At this time, I have another scammer I'm playing with.
See? I just got
to interrupt for 1 second. Basically, with all the discussion about the vaccine, we got the COVID stamp, the visit the COVID-19 information center vaccine stamp right under our screen.
No! Shit!
They're listening! They're controlling!
They're controlling the show!
God damn it!
Knew it.
I thought we were the place to get all your COVID information. Yeah. They're saying there's a better place, Joe? All right, let's put this on YouTube.
Yes, they are saying visit the COVID-19 information center for vaccine resources right under our screen, our live screen.
Does anything ruin a party more than that little fucking message?
That little box. Ugh. It's like, go away. Whose fault is it? Ugh. Lisa? Deb? Paul? Which one of you did it?
You know what? I'm gonna.
I think it was a concerted effort.
I'm gonna go on OnlyFans and call myself COVID. Let's see them fucking track me there.
Oh my God.
She goes, I told you I lost someone close to my heart. Now remember, she was not this caring about me when I lost Michael.
She didn't give a shit.
Yeah. So now I'm supposed to give a shit.
Yeah, right?
I go, baby, I know I wish I could hold you. My heart is breaking for you. She goes, that's why I said I wanted to be left alone. I go, tell me you want me in your life. Tell me you want me in your life, and I am here. Carolyn, I would take the pain away from you. I would. I know what you're going through. As you know, I recently have gone through the same. She goes, I really do. Let's make this about me now.
Well, Lisa says, Davin, if you have an old decrepit cell phone, ship it to Carolyn.
Yeah, but I don't want to. Who's going to fucking pay for shipping, Lisa?
I know, right?
I mean, I'm...
And also, she's saying that you don't care about her dad dying. She had as much compassion as a toll clerk when your brother died.
Yeah, true.
And that's very valid, because I did tell the toll clerk about my fake brother dying, and they just said, would you like a receipt? So...
Yeah, I didn't shit. Take the receipt, though. You can write it off. Yeah.
I go, you want me in your life? She goes, yeah. Fucking fixed it.
Wow.
Fixed it. Again, this started in like July 28th of 2019. We are now May 11th, 2020, in a fucking pandemic. Broken up so many times, so much bullshit. She can't quit me.
She can't quit you.
No.
Shouldn't have.
I go, okay, then let's do that. I want you in my life. I just don't know how to act with you anymore. She goes, okay, how do you mean? I go, honestly, you love me, you hate me, you are indifferent to me. I never know where I stand and what causes your emotions. I'm on eggshells around you. She goes, what do you think she says?
Just love me or something like that.
What do you think she says, Joe?
If you don't like it, then you can go.
Really?
Ooh.
She goes, I love you, Davin. If I would have left a long time ago. That's right. That's right. We're back.
All right. All right. I was figuring a go to hell moment right there.
They can't. Don't you pay attention? They can't quit me. There's no go to hell, Davin.
It was 50-50, Joe.
Nope. Love.
I almost called that.
Yeah. Well, you would have been wrong.
No, I...
Wronger with Big Red. That Big Red guessing will get you the wrong answer.
That's a terrible song.
Really is. Especially in my voice. I can't sing, but what do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, but it's been embedded in both of your minds for, what, 20 years?
Sorry,
Joe. Sorry we can't sing about a fucking airport like you. We apologize.
Yeah. That was 40 years.
Yeah.
Us two dopes managed to fucking do the whole bit.
Those jokes go on and on. Oh, just screw it.
All right. So I go, okay, Caroline. Oh, that is what we call her anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Caroline. Okay. I go, okay, Caroline. Obviously, I love you too, or I would have gone long ago as well. Or you just make some. You entertain me. She goes, that's the past now. Davin, do this one thing for me. Please, I beg of you. Then she gives me a bunch of prayer hands.
Oh, no.
I'm sure this won't be anything financial.
Prayer hands means
no,
bad
not
things.
At all.
Does it?
I think so.
Okay. What do you think I say to her?
I don't. I'm in the barrel right now. I have no idea.
Joe, what do you think I'll say?
I don't know, and I'll tell you why. I don't know if you want to, you want to keep the line, send out the fishing line still, or be obnoxious, because you got to make a decision here. If you got her, she loves you. You got to let her make her pitch, and try to reel her in. So, but I don't know if you want to do that.
I go, you're going to ask me for money, and then I give her an angry face.
I want to get back to what you said, because you said, well, what do you think? And it could have gone either way. I don't know. It depends on how long you want to keep the bit going, how long you want to, shake her cage,
Zero fucks given.
Yeah, I really don't give a shit. I've used this vessel.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, not really. I go, what is it then? She goes, I need a gift card from you to send to my relative. Please don't say no. $100. She literally thinks...
That actually isn't technically money.
It costs money, though. She literally thinks saying I love you, I'm like, okay, I'm so on your clit. She really
does think that.
Yeah.
But it works with... Unfortunately, it works with the other marks that she has.
I go... Well, what do you think I say? Because this is a good little time to get what you guys think I'm going to say now. Because it can go either way.
Wait a minute. So you said she was going to ask for money.
And then she asked for the $100 gift card.
So you asked for the gift card. And I think that you'd have to say,
All right, Joe, you go first while Pip gathers her thoughts.
I would say that you're going to tell her that you're a little insulted that the relationship is based on money and all of a sudden you're asking for a gift card.
Oh, very good. Very, very thought out. What do you think?
I'm trying to think of what reasons that you have given her before not to give her any money. I think that you're going to blame the pandemic for not being able to send her anything.
Okay, very good, very good. I go, have you ever noticed that whenever you come back, it's because you want something? It is never just to say hi or see how I am, crying emoji.
True.
It's true. Yep. I'm not yelling at her. But I'm all up in her shit right now.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that's why I guessed that, because I felt that this juncture a lecture would be necessary.
And who better to lecture than Fake Davin?
There you go.
She goes, not really. Please, I'm still with you. I go, yeah, babe, it's every time. She goes, and you've never done anyone for me. Well, who was I supposed to do? I go, let's not rehash the past. But that is not exactly true. You do realize I'm out of work, right? She goes, yeah, I know. Don't say no. Look for a way. Please, prayer hands. I'm in need of it. Again, now, her whole thing is that she's a successful woman with the finances and everything.
Yeah.
She is literally begging me now for a $100 gift card that she needs.
That's been out the window for months. That's been out the window for months. As soon as she started to say that she loved you, that all that other stuff was gone. And basically, that's what made the whole thing interesting at the beginning, because it was a totally different tact. Once she started with the love, it's like, all right, back to business as usual.
No, she's going back. She goes, oh, I have the money, but I want you to prove your love to me.
Right.
She's taking that tact.
Oh, you know what? That's just, in real life, that's just a despicable move.
But it does work on people.
It does,
yeah,
but it does. Prove your love.
I didn't fuck you in the ear when you were sleeping, did I? If that's not love, I don't know what is.
It doesn't say a lot about your size, though, son, does it?
There's not a lot to say about my size. Short story. Anyway, we'll move on. She goes, please, I'm in need of it. I go, okay, you do know I'm barely living at this moment, right? Because I'm out of work and we're locked down in COVID. She goes, I know. You can afford $100, ?
Fuck you.
I go, okay. So I don't have $100 laying around the house. Actually, I may lose the house. And what is the money for? And right about now, I can't afford much of anything. But whatever, I guess.
Did you ask her how you could afford $100? You gave her those things. But, you know, if you were on $100 is a lot of money. And for you could afford $100. No, I'm unemployed. I can't afford $100. I can't afford $20. Unemployed, $100. You know, explain to me how you could afford I could afford $100.
Now, remember here, if I flat out say I can't afford $100, this might end.
Right.
Because I'm not worth it.
Right, because there's nothing coming down the pike anytime soon.
We're on a razor's edge right now.
Yeah.
She goes, for card. That's what the money's for. I go, what is it for, though? She goes, I want to purchase Amazon card. What are you getting from Amazon? She goes, it's used for digital download for Apple phones. That's just it. I'm short of the card. Please, I beg of you.
Wait, wasn't she saying that this was for a friend? Did I miss that?
I don't think she said
it
was for a friend.
Did I misunderstand that?
I don't think she said that, but still, you know, I mean, you're asking $100 from somebody that's unemployed on the balls of their ass for an Apple, an iTunes card for their iPhone. That's kind of, you know, I had better luck getting ice cream money out of my mom.
And we've been over that story.
We know how Nettie was tight-fisted with that. Lisa's saying, why don't you prove your love to me? And then she puts a lot of, like, finger emojis.
Well, I said, I want you to want me. I go, Carolyn, I don't have the money. I would need to see if anyone would loan it to me. I have not worked in 2 months. I really wasn't working at that time.
Yeah.
She goes, do anything for me, please. I go, so much for taking things slowly.
Should I turn tricks? What do you mean, do anything for me?
She goes, see how I'm begging you to know how important it is to me? I go, Carolyn, I don't want you to beg. You're just putting me in a bad spot. She goes, how do you mean? I go, you make me feel badly about myself. She goes, why? I go, I don't feel like fighting with you. She goes, I didn't ask for $1,000 this time.
Oh, well, good. Because that would be 10 fuck yous.
And multiples of fuck yous.
For $1,000?
Yeah. Can you imagine this? I mean, people have this conversation. That's why people steal from their families.
Yeah.
That's why people don't pay get their medicine, pay their mortgage. Scam victims are like, all right, fuck, I got to keep this person in my life. Now, unfortunately for Carolyn, I'm not that into her. she goes, I didn't ask for $1,000. I go, and I did not ask you for $1.
Right. Right.
She goes, what about $50? Now we're haggling.
How about prove your love to me?
Let me see them titties, girl.
God, I hope he's talking to Caroline.
She goes, well, titties with big red. she goes, what about $50? You can afford two. I go, Carolyn, you really have no idea what I'm going through right now, and you've not even asked. Let me just think about things. She goes, it's fine. I go, just let me think. She goes, each time I ask you for something, you keep giving me excuses. I'm okay? Yes! Yes! But you don't fucking get it, do you? 10 months into this, you're never going to get any money. Why are you so bad?
A used car salesman would tell her she's got to relax.
Yeah. Really?
What about the hard sell? Holy
shit.
Can you get floor mats for free?
I go, did I make up COVID-19? Did I make up living in New York?
Mm-hmm.
No, the government did to control us. She goes, that won't take my life. I go, tell me, what comedy clubs are open, Caroline? If you love me, why do you hurt me? She goes, just a card. I go, I know! Cap logs a bunch of exclamation points. She goes, before the COVID, that has been your attitude. I go, but you make me feel like shit because I'm out of work. My attitude towards you has always been love, Carolyn. She goes, love without comfort. Well, yeah, love hurts. Haven't you heard Nazareth, woman?
Love without comfort? What comfort are you getting?
Yeah, listen, this is not a comfortable cock. It's going to make you squirm.
Oh, God, spikes?
Well, I talked about the barbed wire.
Ooh.
She goes, love without comfort. I go, never do you ask how I am. She goes, we're providing for the person you love. I go, you're living in comfort, Carolyn. You have 5 cars and a new home.
Gotcha.
She goes, I told you I lost everything I labored for. Let's forget about it, okay? I go, as have I. I feel like if I don't get you this card, you will walk out of my life. That's how I feel. Is that what will happen? What do you think she says? I've put her on the spot.
I think she's going to say yes.
What do you say, Joe?
I think she's going to say no.
She says, no. I care about you. But right now, I'm pissed off. She gives me a bunch of angry emojis.
I go, me too,
Carolyn. Me too. I go, I fucking hate fighting with you. Although this part of it, I enjoy it. She goes, I'm not walking out of any relationship. Is this how I'm going to come to New York? I go, no problem, Carolyn. By the time you come to New York, I'll be working again. It will mean clubs are open and I can make money and I can take you out and treat you well. Just like I wanted to do in the Bahamas. That was real.
Bang!
Bang!
Stupid bitch.
She goes, my battery's getting low.
I
need to load it. I go, you could have seen and felt how I loved you. I go, just like before COVID-19, I wanted you joining me on my West Coast tour. My feelings for you have always been real. I don't know if you've been the same, and that hurts me a lot. She goes, I can't eat love. I think there was supposed to be comma there, but as Joe attested to earlier, you can, and it's in the form of cake.
Right.
You can eat feelings too.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Feelings with big gut.
Eat all your feelings with Big Red.
That sounds like a fun game show. I would do that.
Awesome.
On the Food Network. I go, no, but if you would have come with me, you would not say some of the hurtful things you say. I feel like you want to tear me down. She goes, no, I'm with you. I go, what do you mean you are with me? She goes, I will come to New York to see you after all this pandemic stuff. My battery low. I go, good, and I will treat you like a queen. What do you mean you're with me? She goes, I want to load it. I will get back to you. I go, just answer the question. What do you mean you're with me? She goes, are you not my love? I'm with you till the end. I go, whoa, I did not expect that.
Are you with me or again me?
She's with me, kids. She goes, why don't you expect it? Well, I go, look at today alone. I've not heard from you in weeks. I hear from you and you tell me you want me out of your life. Now you tell me you want to be a couple again. It's a lot. Your Instagram account disappeared. What happened? And that's what we'll leave it.
Oh, wow. My head. This relationship is making my head swivel like Linda Blair of Pea Soup.
Then I'm doing it right. then I'm doing it right.
It's very, you know, it's very interesting where her dad dies. She's pissed you don't show compassion. Meanwhile, when your brother dies, she can give a shit less.
Well, Joe, let me stop you right there. In her defense, that was the other Carolyn.
But you don't know that.
You're portraying a person, okay?
Yes, now, Joe, again, in her defense, she's portraying a person badly.
I wasn't suggesting an Academy Award nomination.
Thank goodness.
But also, you know, with the whole thing with the money. You don't have $100 is not much. $100 is a shitload of money when you don't have a job.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, when she brings up that she doesn't have anything, she's pissed off that you don't show concern. So it's very, it's two very selfish people.
I don't feel like I'm being selfish at all.
No, because you're just standing up for yourself and you're saying, you know, don't be such a money-grubbing whore. And she doesn't see.
Yes.
Wait, is that exactly what you said? No,
not
exactly,
this time. No, it's not exactly what
you said. No, but pretty much like, look, you're telling me we got into this because you're telling me you had all this money and that you knew how to invest your money wisely. And now all of a sudden you're like groveling for a $100 gift card.
And she has a family.
It's crazy.
Why does she need it from me?
Yeah.
But again, this is a good play if you're dealing with a real Mark who's all into her. But she's overplayed her hand how much she thinks I'm into her at this juncture. We're not at that point. We would have to be hot and heavy and really into it. But we have not been there. You got to scroll up. You got to remember, we were just friends. Mm-hmm. Now you want to be in love? We really haven't been in that space.
Yeah, no, she has not. She has not been lovey-dovey enough for anybody. I think, you know, if you're lonely enough and somebody's telling you all the right stuff and really being like supportive and like, oh, you know, I'm sorry you had a bad day. If I was there, I'd rub your feet, or I was there, I'd hold you, and you know, I would, you know, make dinner for you or something. And you're like, yeah, I wish somebody was here that was doing that. That would sound pretty good, and you'd start like eating all that up. You'd really be into it.
I did do that.
I know. But I'm just saying, them doing it, you would be like, oh, yeah. And I could see why people that were lonely want that so bad that they would buy into it. But the thing is, she's so bad at doing that that she's never been like...
And this is the good one at doing
this
that.
And she's bad at it. She doesn't even know how to be like, you know, talk the talk. She's just like, oh, so if you love me, you'll send me money, right? I mean, oh, God, jump right into it. You suck. No finesse.
She's a horrible crisis actor.
No foreplay. She's right in for the money.
Well, I mean, that's been a downfall for some of these scammers.
Clearly.
Well. But, I mean, I called her on the carpet several times.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this version of Fake Davin, and really, I was having enough of her too. I think we could tell I had another scammer in my life. There was somebody else. I was not as emotionally invested.
She was real, she could sniff another woman.
So what do you think about what happened to your Instagram account?
I can't wait to hear the answer.
I have to tune in next week.
I went to the store.
There'll be some backpedaling on that.
Yeah,
I'm sure it'll be an honest answer.
No, okay.
I'm sure it'll be lovely. I'm sure it'll be something we've all experienced. I don't know why you doubt this young lady. All right.
Wait a minute. Lisa said, like, two rams butting heads on the Swiss Alps.
She'd be knocked off the mountain by now. She's not even fair game. She's not even good enough anymore.
And Deb says she's not sure she's a she.
Well, Deb, she's a she. She's a she. There's no way a guy would pretend to be a girl on the internet.
Oh, that never happened.
No. And I'm sure she's beautiful, just like the picture. You know, Deb, I'm a little upset that you would insinuate otherwise at this point.
You know what? I think Deb has every right to be suspicious.
I think we have surmised that this one's probably a guy at this point.
Yeah, there have been inklings.
Yeah. Like what was it? Like dude or something?
Yeah. Slipping with the dude. Yeah. And there was the whole standing up and peeing thing.
It was the picture of him standing and peeing. That was when we were clued in. But yeah, Deb, I think we came to the consensus that this version of Carolyn is probably a guy. We don't know.
There was that,
but we've heard female voices. I've had conversations, and it was a female.
Right.
But we think she was just brought in to talk to me.
Well, it was also that proof of life picture with a dude leaning casually on a urinal. That might have made us think that. It's
yeah, but
a
I send
guy.
That I send that picture to everybody. All right.
I enjoyed it.
You're welcome. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support.
Yes. Thank you so much, Sensei Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
We'd like to wish our fan and our friend, Lisa 2i, speedy recovery. She's in the hospital.
Oh, what's wrong with Lisa?
She's, you know, had a little setback with her MS. So we wish you speedy recovery and safe home.
Get well, Lisa.
Yeah.
And remember, remember, Lisa, MS only affects you. PMS affects your loved ones. What? No.
Don't listen to him.
What? No.
You know better.
What? No.
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 No!
I felt like that was uplifting. It felt good coming out. No.
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 No!
I feel like those were words of wisdom and comforting.
I don't know what you're talking about. that.
No. Get well soon, Lisa. Hope you're out of the hospital soon. Hey, but hey, look on the bright side. At least where she lives, she can get into a hospital. They're not all filled with COVID patients. So count your blessings.
Right. Well, they're all, you know, vaxxed up and masked up and doing all the good
things.
So she's
using some of that hospital internet to listen.
Yeah.
Wow. So that sweet, sweet $1,000 a minute hospital insurance internet.
You know what? Get it while you can, girl.
Get it while you can. Can I take home the internet with me? It's really good here.
And this big jar of pills?
No, you can't afford pills in a hospital. Not in the United States.
Well, she's Canadian.
Yeah, Canadian. They love, I can't take more pills. What are we going to do with these pills? Take the pills.
You brought the backpack, didn't you?
You paid for the pills. You take the pills. Pills for you. Everybody gets pills.
Remember your friends, Lisa.
But remember, Lisa, don't take the horse deworming pills. No, no.
No.
Imagine going to the hospital. Listen, I don't want you putting me on that ventilator. I just need some of the horse dewormer. What? No? All right, fine. I'll go to the veterinarian. What's wrong with you people?
I got some wicked worms.
At what point does horse dewormer ever seem like a good idea unless you're a horse?
Listen, I know that there are some drugs that can help you with other problems.
It's a different dosage.
But it's for a fucking horse. Don't take it.
Listen, fine, I won't take the horse dewormer, but can you change my shoes? I've had a hell of a problem.
Clang, clang, clang.
I took the horse dewormer. Unfortunately, it didn't clear up the COVID, but a side effect is now I'm hung like a horse. Huddle a huddle a hoo. All right.
I can run like nobody's business.
Side-splitting productions, all your comedic needs. You want to hire a comedian for a fundraiser, a party, a funeral. No, you're going to want a bakery, according to Joe, for a funeral. Your club, go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Give us a call, 551-404-3094. We can do personal roasts. Unlike Pip, they'll be appropriate. And for people who ask to be roasted or not.
Why are you drinking all that goddamn water?
Is it just me or are your ankles fat?
You got to recycle all that shit. You lay those end to end, you're going to make your way to China by tomorrow.
Is it me or do you have a breakout going on?
Oh, shit. No, that's what she said back to me. Yeah. I deserved it. I deserved
it. Pip deals with people. Tune in. Fucking shame on you.
I have no shame left.
That's all right. You'll be back on the public teat in no time. And calling these same very people for the next job reference while your pals sit here and nobody asks them. Joe, speaking of nobody asked, but going to happen anywhere, where will you be this week?
I will be on Thursday the 26th. I will be at Nobi at the Sour Grapes Comedy Show, 26 Gerard Street in Huntington. There's an Eventbrite link on it. I'll put it up on my Facebook page. You can click on that. It's free admissions, so come on down. Friday, I will be at the Broadway Comedy Club in New York City, 10 o'clock show, The Red Room. Go to BroadwayComedyClub.com for information on that one. And then the rest of the weekend, I'll be probably at the beach.
Well, is it really The Red Room if Big Red's not performing? I say not.
No. I say the upstairs room.
The Sour Grapes Comedy Show. I feel like that's just comics bitching, and I'd want to.
I love the name.
That's a good name. You know? Why are more people here? Why does the wait service suck? Oh, why do other people get to work real clubs just bitching about their current status? The Sour Grapes Comedy
Show. That's called a fucking green room anywhere.
Right?
Fair enough. Thursday, August 26th, I'll be in Mount Arlington, New Jersey at the Mount Arlington Elks Club, where I'll be performing and taking elk dewormer medicine to clear up some of this COVID. I mean, look how well it worked for the elk. He's still hanging around. Am I right?
And horny as hell.
The show is on Howard. Funny. The show is on Howard Boulevard, and showtime is 8 p.m. this Thursday. And the rest of the week, I don't know what the fuck I'll be doing. I don't know what I'll be doing, but I'll be doing something. So very good. Thank you all for hanging out, whether you be in the listening live or not live. Lisa, again,
thank you very much.
We wish you a speedy recovery. We hope you're back home
soon. Yes.
Yes.
And everybody else who participated, we certainly appreciate it. We'll do this again next week.
Yeah, and you know what? Be more like our friend Lisa, who even though she's in the hospital, she showed up. Do that.
Who are you telling if they're not already showing up?
Well, in the chat.
Oh, I see. To participate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lisa was on fire. Apparently, the chat room was abuzz tonight.
Oh, my God. I had to put out the flames.
It's fine.
Actually, I threw a couple sticks in there.
Listen, we welcome all opinions. We will address them. Oh, they do not bother me. That's all because, as we know, I have all the answers. All right. Anyway. And I'm controlling you. Tune in. What, fucking settle down. Fucking, she fucking, she gets cocky because she's employed for 2 fucking days. Enough. Enough out of you. Feeling a little good about yourself. Wait till that fucking check comes. Woo, the vapors. We're never going to get her off cloud nine.
I don't think so.
I like my checks signed by Governor Cuomo or Kochel or Hochul, whoever. That's how I like me checks. My checks put me on the public teat, I say.
Put it right in my bank account. Yes. Thank you.
Yes. No, just kidding. Just kidding, indeed. All right. That's enough of this shit. The show's gone on way too long.
Yep.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening and watching.